The Rambam in the Shmona Prokim discusses Hanavim, how prophets see the Nevuah, see the prophecy. And he says the Nevuah, based on their degree, based on their level, see the Nevuah in different degrees of clarity. Until he discusses, as the Gemara says in Masechta Yevamos, Daf Mem Tesam Beis, that Moshe Rabbeinu saw Mistakel Beskaplaria Hamiri. He saw Kadosh Baruch Hu clearly. And that's why Moshe Rabbeinu, we find in this week's Parsha, Parsha's Kisisa, asks a Kadosh Baruch Hu, Hareni no es kvoidecha. He asks from a Kadosh Baruch Hu that I should see your glory completely clearly. And a Kadosh Baruch Hu responds to him, Lo yirani odom v'chai, and explains Rav Chaim Briska. The Pasuk says in Tehillim, V'tachsreyu ma'at melekim, says the Gemara Masechta Rosh Hashanah, Daf Chaf Aleph Amabeis, that the Pasuk refers to Moshe Rabbeinu. The Moshe Rabbeinu, even though he says there are 50 shari bina, 50 degrees of understanding, Moshe Rabbeinu reached number 49. V'tachasreyu ma'at melekim, he was missing something. What was he missing? The 50th shari bina. So ask Reb Chaim Brisker, if, as the Gemara Masechta Yevamos explains, Moshe Rabbeinu was able to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu Baklaria Hamirim, with this clarity. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave that gift to Moshe Rabbeinu. So if he already gave a gift to Moshe Rabbeinu, could he have not given him the 50th Shar as well? Why did he hold back from giving him that as well? So is Reb Chaim Brisker, that there's a concept of Amuna and there's a concept of Yedias Hashem. We have to believe in Hashem, that's Amuna. Yedias Hashem is knowing Hashem. And the first two mitzvahs of the Aseres Adibris charge every Jew with the obligation to have Amuna Kadosh Baruch Hu. If Moshe Rabbeinu would have reached the 50th degree, if Moshe Rabbeinu would have reached the 50th of the 50 Shara Bina, then he wouldn't have Amuna anymore. He would have had Yedias Hashem. And Amuna and Hashem, as we will be discussing, is the foundation of what being a Jew is all about. So the Pasuk says, V'techasreyu me'at melekim. Even though Moshe Rabbeinu was able to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu Baskaplaria Hamiri, that little drop was missing. And the reason it was missing was that he should be able to stay with Amuna and live with not clarity. That drop missing was his opportunity to have Amuna. And the Chasam Sofer says, if we look throughout Jewish history, he takes the story of Megillas Esther, the story of Purim, as the example. If we look at each one of the episodes that happened during that period of history, during the Megillas Esther, each episode for itself is difficult to understand. Vashti, who was Ahasuerus's queen, getting killed. Esther, from all the girls, being the one chosen to be the queen. Haman, all of a sudden, from all of the king's advisors, Haman was the one that was promoted. The Gezerah, the decree that they made against the Jew. Every episode, every detail on its own is difficult to understand. But after the entire story is learned and studied and reviewed, then we understand how every one of these little details was critical in the ultimate great nes, miracle that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made on our behalf. And that is the definition of a person who's a mammon. That explains the Chasam Sofer is the definition of a person who believes in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A person who believes in Kadosh Baruch Hu, when he sees different things and different situations coming up, and he doesn't understand what and why, he doesn't ask questions because he knows if HaKadosh Baruch Hu has made that this is what should happen, there is a reason for it to happen. That's what he calls Amuna. And accepting that even though we can't understand why this is happening, how this is happening, there is a reason that HaKadosh Baruch Hu feels that it should happen. And he says that's pshat in the pasuk that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe Rabbeinu in this week's parasha, Verisi es acharai uponai lo yiro. He says, Verisa es acharai, after something occurs, Verisa, you will understand that everything that happened happened because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted it to happen. Uponai, panai means before. Uponai, before the entire events unravel and come to understanding, lo yiro, we can't understand. But we need to live with the amuna that even though lo yiro, we don't understand, we can't see what's happening and can't understand what's happening, there's going to be there's a reason for it that even though we don't understand. The Sefer Be'er Yosef says that we know that when the Mishkan was built, as is discussed in this week's parasha, everybody had to donate a machsa shekel for the Adonim. Adonim were the sockets that were they had on the bottom of the beams that surrounded the Chotzer HaMishkan beams, Yistois, and they went into Adonim, and Klal Yisrael had to each participate by giving a machsa shekel. Everybody had to give a machsa shekel towards those Adonim. And he explains why were they so critical that everybody had to participate, everybody had to participate evenly. So he quotes a Rabbeinu Bechaya. Rabbeinu Bechaya says that we know that there are 248 mitzvahs asay, and if 248 avrim, limbs in a person's body. He says, furthermore, that when the Torah uses the word va'asu, and towards building the Mishkan, there also the word v'asu is connected, also is mentioned 248 times. So he explains that all of this is to teach us that the building of the Mishkan was here to serve as a way for us to learn how to live. It was here to us to learn how to fulfill the mitzvahs asay, how to make our bodies whole in a ruchnistic sense, making our bodies serve the purpose of Avodas Hashem, to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he quotes the Gemara Masechta Makos Daf Chof Dalet. The Gemara says, "Tying mitzvahs, nemru l'Moshe b'Sinai, we were given 613 mitzvahs by Har Sinai. Bar David v'midim al Yiracha, David HaMelech reduced them to 11. Bar Yeshayo, he made them al Sheish, he reduced them to 6. And Bar Micha v'midim al Shalosh, Micha reduced them to 3. Bar Chagakuk, Chazi Yishayo v'midam al-Shtayim, then Yishayo again reduced them to 2. Bar Chabakuk v'midam al-Echad, Chabakuk reduced them to 1, Shenemar, but Tzadik v'muna Yichya. So he explains, one should not Chas v'Shalom make the error to believe that what Chabakuk said is that there's only one mitzvah we have to keep. What it means to say is that Amunah is the foundation for all of our other mitzvahs. A person who lives with Amunah, Bob Chabakuk v'midim al achas v'tzadik b'menosu yichya. If you live your life with Amunah, then all the other mitzvahs will be easy for you to follow. All the averus will be easier for you not to do. And that's why he says the Adonim. The Adonim represent the foundation. Every Jew has to participate in the foundation of Klal Yisrael. The foundation of Klal Yisrael is Amuna, and no Jew has a right to absent himself from being in Amuna. A person who lives with Amuna lives a different life, lives a life that it's easy for him to do mitzvahs. It's hard for him to do averus. And that's why everybody had to participate in the Amuna. And he goes on to explain, gives a lengthy mashal, that everybody, that there are so many things that happen in this world that we don't understand. He says if there was somebody who never visited a field and saw what it takes to plant seeds, to plant grain, and then harvest the grain, ultimately turning it into flour, sees bread, and he sees that the baker takes flour and water and makes bread. But he doesn't understand what went into making that bread. And if somebody were to stand and watching how these grain is planted, he wouldn't understand why do you need to plow the field and why do you need to do the various activities that are done. But when your bread is baked and you have a delicious piece of bread in front of you, then all the things that you didn't understand make sense. And that's why the Adonim, he explained, were donated from a machsa shekel, a half a shekel. If we're already going to have everybody participating, as we just explained, why do we have to have everybody donate a machsa shekel? If you want everybody to donate a certain amount, the same amount, let everybody give a smaller coin. But why is it a half a coin? Because since the money of this machsa shekel was going to be used for the Adonim, and as we just finished explaining, the Adonim, the foundation, is Amunah. Amunah teaches us that we only see machsa shekel. We only see half of the story. In the middle of the story, we don't understand what is happening. Only at the end does everything start to make sense. And that's why he goes on to explain, Shnei Adonim l'Keresh Echad. Every Keresh, every beam, was really put into two sockets. Again, each socket only carried half a beam. Because again and again, to teach us the lesson of Amunah, to teach us the lesson that we only are in the middle of a story. And when you're in the middle of the story, you don't really understand the whole picture. But there is a whole picture. And the Jew who lives with the Amunah knows that Tzadik b'Amunasa Yichya. And we want to live. And we want to live a life both of Gashmius and Ruchnius to understand that we don't understand. That is what Amunah is all about. Kilayurani Adam V'chai. We need to live with Amunah. But we have to also believe of Risas. As Risa Sacharai, Ufonai Lo Yero, we don't always understand, but there is a plan, and it's all being run with HaKadosh Baruch Hu's tremendous Chachma and Chesed and Rachamim.